All right, we're about halfway into Tuesday morning. Most of you are up and about, getting ready to go to work. If you're not already at work, congratulations. And I thought at this segment we'd do a little bit of good news. You know, we talk about all the weird stuff every once in a while. Let's talk about some good news. Let's talk about the really cool things that are happening out there. What do you say?
Okay.
All right, Tom, if you ever accidentally cut off your hand, all right, you know what to do, right?
Cauterize the wound, right?
How are you going to do that?
I don't know. Hopefully have a blowtorch handy.
Yeah, sure.
And cauterize it to stop the bleeding.
Sure. That'll work. No, you pick up the limb or the whatever it is that got cut off, and you put it in ice, and you take it to the hospital with you so that they can reattach it.
Yeah, but by that time, you're going to bleed to death.
No. You put a tourniquet on there. Listen, if you cut yourself shaving.
How are you going to put a tourniquet on by yourself with only one hand?
Huh?
If you only have one hand, how are you going to put a tourniquet on yourself?
Well, see, you always need to use the buddy. So, listen, if you ever
cut
yourself.
Ask the bear to bit your other hand off to hold the other end, please.
Listen, if you ever cut yourself shaving, immediately apply a tourniquet around your neck.
Uh-huh.
Immediately.
Yeah.
All right, an industrial worker in China completely severed his right hand. His name is Xiao Wei. He, on November 10th, completely cut his right hand off. His coworkers grabbed his hand, which, by the way, I'm not sure I could do that. I don't know if I could grab the detached appendage.
I'd be squeamish about that, too.
Give me some tongs. And I'll pick it up with tongs. Anyway, his coworkers grabbed the hand, rushed him to the hospital, where doctors said it would be possible to reattach it, except part of his arm was also crushed in the accident.
Mm.
So they need to allow the arm to heal before they attached the hand back. So what do you do in a situation where you got to keep the hand? What are you going to do? They attached the hand to his ankle.
Oh, I saw a picture of this. This is weird.
To keep it from dying.
This is really weird.
To so that it would have fresh blood flow,
yeah.
Oxygen, and it wouldn't atrophy and it wouldn't die. It wouldn't. They attached it to his ankle, man.
Makes it hard to buy socks.
My socks fit like a glove. No, you don't understand.
All this and the factory that it happened at did not stop the assembly line, not for a moment.
Get those 8-year-olds back to work. Now, why a Chinese guy, a manager, is talking like this?
Anyway, Xiao's doctors decided that his arm had finally healed enough. They removed the hand from its resting place, his ankle, and reattached it to his arm. At this point, he's still not quite out of the woods. Doctors say they are hopeful that the hand will eventually be nearly fully functional again.
These are doctors in China that did this, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. Well, never mind. I'm not doing it. If it not work.
No. Just
we
stop.
Make a lunch?
Yeah. Oh, just stop.
During the same procedure, we took one of his kidneys, sent it over to the U.S.
Exactly. This surgery costs
just
your arm and a rig.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
All right. So I think it's amazing that, you know, not only can they reattach it, putting it on the ankle for it to stay healthy until they reattach it to the hand, but then putting all the nerves back together, man.
That operation probably is not okayed by the FDA and by the American Medical Association, I would imagine.
I don't know. I'm sure we could do the same thing here in the United States. I doubt, seriously, if you severed a hand and you took it into the hospital here, they'd look at it and go, I don't know.
Now, this is ingenious. This is medical ingenuity.
Yeah, it's brilliant. All right. Earlier in the month, someone dropped a gold coin in a Salvation Army bucket in Kokomo, Indiana. Turned out to be a South African Krugerrand. Now, the question is, have we legalized Krugerrands? Because remember, for a while, those coins were outlawed. Did we legalize those again?
What do you mean? No, American gold coins were outlawed,
no,
right?
No, the South African Krugerrand was an illegal coin.
Because of apartheid?
I believe so. Now, when did we undo that sanction? Do you know?
Don't know.
All right. Thank you for your help.
Well, you don't know either, so.
But that's why I rely on you.
I don't have my computer in front of me here.
Mm.
I don't have Google in my brain yet. That's coming, by the way.
By the way, when we had our Christmas party, one of our IT guys had the Google Glass on.
Yeah.
And it was very disturbing.
It was, huh?
It was a little unnerving because the little light was on, And that means at any moment he could be taking pictures or video. And it,
I, you
was
know,
a
now
little...
that I think about it, since I move around between all of the stations here all morning, I should have the Google glasses so I would always have Google available to me no matter which studio I'm in.
I agree. Chris, let's get him some Google glasses.
Put that in as a capital request.
Can we put that in for a...
What are they retailing for, sir?
I don't know.
I have
1500?
No idea. I don't know.
$1,500.
Cover it out of petty cash. No
sure.
problem.
Let's do that. All right. So, I love when we get things done around here. This is awesome. Anyway, the Krugerrand is worth about $1,200. It's the fifth year in a row that this has happened, according to a Salvation Army spokesperson. It'll buy about 3 weeks' worth of groceries for the 1,000 people the chapter helps feed every month. That is awesome. And one more good news story. Sit down. A 45-year-old man in Italy happened to be in the right place at the right time on Monday when he jumped out of his car, ran across the street, and caught a 2-year-old child who had fallen from a third-story window. The kid ended up with a bloody nose but was otherwise okay.
I'm Batman.
Hey.
No.
Hey, look. It's a fallen baby. I'm going to catch it a baby.
I think that's awesome. I think that is absolutely awesome. So there it is. There's the good news for you. Now, what are you going to do with it?
Exercise equipment is on a lot of Christmas lists this year. And GoFlex is proud to present the latest development in exercise physiology, a development that truly recognizes what exercise equipment is used for after the holidays are over. It's the new LR elliptical trainer. The LR stands for laundry rack. Sure, you'll work out for a while, but once you've given up on your personal fitness, the LR elliptical trainer transforms into the perfect form of functionality.
I worked out on my LR elliptical trainer until around February. Now it works perfectly for beach towels. The laundry feature really helps its value at my next garage sale.
I use it for items too big for the dryer, like area rugs, and the treadmill is awesome for sorting socks.
The GoFlex LR elliptical trainer. Exercise equipment is pretty much a waste of money, but it doesn't have to be a waste of space. Available at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.